Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Chris Montgomery of radio station KSU in Susanville provided us with the details of a meteor in Northeast California on Sunday morning. Montgomery reported that astronomers say a loud explosion heard across a large swath of Nevada and California yesterday morning was likely caused by a meteor. The sound of the explosion around 8 a.m. prompted a flood of calls to law enforcement agencies on both sides of the Sierra Nevada in the two states. The explosion rattled windows and shook houses from Reno to Winnemucca in Nevada and from Susanville to Bakersfield areas in California. Some people in the two states reported seeing a fireball streak across the sky at the same time. Dan Ruby of the Fleischmann Planetarium at the University of Nevada, Reno, says that reports indicate the meteor broke up above the Earth somewhere over the Sierras southwest of Reno. There were no reports of earthquakes at the time. And David Wright of ABC News added that mysterious streak of light that was seen on Sunday morning was followed by a thunderclap. The 911 call centers were swamped, and it turns out there is an innocent explanation: the Lyrid meteor shower. NASA scientists had predicted the Lyrid meteors would be especially bright this year because of the new moon meant the sky would be darker than usual, and there was no cause for alarm, but certainly cause for amazement. Again, that was David Wright of ABC News. And locally, last week, National Forest officials issued a statement reminding visitors to local forests and rivers that fast currents, cold water, and debris posed serious dangers to those recreating on local waterways. Over the weekend, several local residents decided to prove those warnings as valid after the Sheriff's Office search and rescue team pulled four people from the Van Dusen River near Swimmer's Delight. When deputies first reached the scene in a jet boat, they helped rescue a 38-year-old Carlotta woman who had been swept to the opposite bank. She was rescued by another team of deputies who reached her on all-terrain vehicles, and then she told her rescuers that the river was much colder and faster than she expected. While deputies were on the scene, they received another call that two Arcata teenagers had gone swimming and had been swept downstream and were trapped on the other bank, after an adult friend jumped in after them and helped them to temporary safety. They were then assisted by another man, 41-year-old Bill Thorpe, who was rafting on the river when deputies asked for his help, and the three stranded swimmers were brought to safety. It wasn't just river swimmers who needed assistance over the weekend. Sheriff's deputies from the boat unit responded to a call on Saturday that reported a man in the water and a boat traveling in circles on the Eel River near the Petrozzini boat ramp in Lolita. When deputies arrived, they found the 37-year-old boat owner wet and cold on the bank, and they were able to retrieve his boat from the river. The man told deputies he had just bought the craft and had taken it out when he took a sharp turn and was thrown overboard. And Eureka police officers were called out to the 2700 block of J Street on Saturday night after a homeowner reported she heard noises coming from her garage. When officers arrived on scene, they located 45-year-old Thomas Schenck in the garage. Further investigation revealed that Schenck may have also committed a burglary at a nearby residence. The suspected evidence was piled in the garage Schenck had just broken into. Schenck was arrested and booked on two counts of burglary. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Eureka police officers responded to a reported bank robbery at the Coast Central Credit Union branch in the Bayshore Mall on Saturday. Officers are searching for the suspect, described as an adult white male, medium build, who was wearing jeans, a black jacket, and a brown wig. Officers learned that the suspect entered the credit union, handed a note to the cashier, and demanded money. The teller handed over an undisclosed amount of cash, and the suspect fled. No weapon was seen during the holdup, and the suspect fled through the exit between Sears and the bank and jumped a fence into the marsh behind the mall. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. And the Eureka Police Department released crime and call responses for the month of March, including 536 calls to the department that were regarded as priority one or life-threatening. Officers responded to more than 4,000 calls overall, including nearly 100 theft calls, 9 vehicle thefts, 48 assaults, and 18 burglaries. Officers arrested 417 adults during March, as well as 33 juveniles. And that's your North Coast News on this Monday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.